podium's a little small for me. Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is a great privilege for me to be here this afternoon and to have the opportunity of addressing you, distinguished gentlemen. The subject which I was asked to speak about was very broad. In fact, I was not really given a subject. Mr. Ibe and Mr. Saku just said, talk about anything you like. So I thought that being a local businessman in Tokyo and working for a company, the National Cash Register Company, which, as you may know, is a Japanese-American company. In other words, the NCR Japan is a subsidiary of the NCR company in Dayton, Ohio, in the United States. It might be of interest to you if I just gave you a few general thoughts on Japanese and American management practices. This is a long title, but I think you'll find it of some interest. I hope so, anyway. It has been predicted by Herman Kahn, the head of the Hudson Institute, that the 21st century will be the century of Japan. Japanese journalists say that the same thing in a different way, that Japan is a nation which has a gross national product second only to that of the United States among the free nations, but is suffering from a decadence reminiscent of the Gendoku era. Also, that Japan is burdened by such problems as how to compensate its fishermen who have been deprived of their livelihood by environmental pollution. They point out that Japan achieved its economic progress without fully taking care of social adjustments. Having overtaken the European nations and having almost caught up with the United States, Japan has reached a point where she is running out of urgent targets. Her tremendous transformation must be unbelievable, even to her own people. Ahead of Japan today are new and unknown paths. In the years that lie ahead, Japan will face the challenge of assuming greater leadership in the world and bringing help to underdeveloped countries through its technology and creativity. It is time, therefore, to take another look at the basic problems of business. Inasmuch as Japanese management has patterned itself after its US counterpart, I believe that Japanese and American businesses are basically similar. The difference, if any, lies in the social climate of the two countries. In both countries today, the basis of business ownership has changed. Most companies are owned by their stockholders and operated by managers who probably do not have an equity interest. In other words, the world has shifted from a capitalistic to a managerial society with a distinct separation of ownership and management. The primary objective of business is surely to make a profit. On the other hand, the enterprise has a social responsibility to the community in which it operates. Owners and managers have to solve the fundamentally conflicting aspects of business. If making money was the only goal that mattered, one might consider sacrificing social responsibility for the sake of economic expansion. However, the very existence of the enterprise would be jeopardized if it did not seek to prosper side by side with society. This responsibility towards the community covers a very extensive field, encompassing all its corporate objectives. The true objectives